بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت On the authority of Aisha رضي الله عنها who said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد Whoever innovates in our affair, that which is not from it, it will be rejected. And in a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." Whoever does an action which is not in accordance to our affair, then it will be rejected. Narrated by Muslim in his Sahih. In this noble hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned us against innovations. Doing anything as an act of worship which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do. And whoever does any act of worship that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do. Or a person who does an act of worship in a way which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do it, then it is rejected. And this hadith also shows us that therefore the only act of worship which is accepted is that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, or you do it in a way which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did. And this is for every act of worship. So the only dhikr which is accepted is the dhikr like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. And the only eids which are accepted are the eids which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam legislated. And the only hijab which is accepted is the hijab which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described for us. So this hadith is a general principle in Islam which warns against every type of innovation and tells us that the only action which is accepted is the action which is in accordance to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa billahi tawfiq, wallahu a'lam, sallallahu ala nabiyyina wasallam.